There's been a good deal of criticism of Walmart today over an internal company memo. It proposes aggressive moves to trim the cost of employee benefits. Among the proposals, discouraging unhealthy people from taking jobs at Walmart. Walmart's stock price has been down over the last year, and the company's been under increasing pressure from investors to cut expenses. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
The memo to Walmart's board of directors is from a top Walmart executive. It suggests a range of cost-cutting measures, including decreasing benefits for workers' spouses and attracting more part-time employees. In one section, the memo proposes that jobs at Walmart should be redesigned to include some physical activity, such as having cashiers do what's called cart gathering. It says that these moves would, quote, dissuade unhealthy people from coming to work at Walmart.
Older people, people with disabilities, spouses, and even children will have less and less health care and not be welcome at Walmart.
Andy Stern is the president of the Service Employees International Union and chair of Walmart Watch, the advocacy group that obtained the memo. He says the company shouldn't be proposing to cut benefits. He says already 46% of the children of Walmart's 1.3 million employees are uninsured or on Medicaid.
They say in the memo that as a result of these changes, if implemented, they will lower the percentage of people covered by health insurance.
The person who wrote the memo is Susan Chambers, Walmart's executive vice president for benefits. She spoke with NPR today and said that the company is not talking about discriminating against people who use health care more because they're older or have health problems.
No, but I am very interested in making sure that we don't discourage healthy people. Like every other employer, we want to make sure that we're hiring and attracting a very wide and diverse workforce, and that includes healthy people.
Chambers says the company has announced that it's offering health savings accounts and other options that could allow healthier workers to save money on benefits. Chambers also said that Walmart provides better benefits than most other retail chain stores. She said the company is exploring the possibility of opening up health clinics at some store locations. But many Walmart executives must be groaning today about the release of this memo.
The way it's going to look is just going to be miserable for them.
Paul Argenti is a business professor at Dartmouth who consults on corporate communications. Argenti says Walmart, after years of seeming not to care much about PR, has more recently been spending a lot of money on its image. In fact, the memo itself is filled with concerns and strategies about how to address Walmart's critics. This week, the company is running tours for journalists of a new environmentally friendly Walmart store. It's complete with solar and wind energy, porous pavement to reduce stormwater runoff, and even waterless urinals. Meanwhile, Walmart's CEO is calling for an increase in the national minimum wage. Paul Argenti.
They're much more outgoing in terms of their communication strategy with all of their constituents, certainly with the media. I think they're doing a great job in terms of the advertising campaign to try to build an image that shows them to be, you know, employee-oriented, customer-oriented, all of those things. This is going to set them back, you know, there's no doubt about it.
Argenti says it's important to remember that it's unclear which proposals that were laid out in the memo will actually get adopted. The labor leader Andy Stern is hoping that the negative publicity will encourage Walmart not to cut benefits for its workers. Chris Arnold, NPR News.